Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to @DReefer or @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning, Mary Jo.
Good morning, Daniel. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year, Josh.
So much has happened since the last time we were on the radio.
I think Josh made a resolution. I fully expected him to dab. He did not. He didn't dab on us.
I did dab into the new year, though, right at midnight.
Did you?
Like, my wife was right there, and she was thinking I was going to, you know, New Year's kiss, and I was like, dab, and then I kissed her. So
dabbed on your wife.
She wasn't really happy to start out the new year.
Huh. No.
But it was great.
I let the boys stay up to ring in the new year, my twin 8-year-old boys. And so we get to the countdown clock. We're under a minute to go. There's like 30 seconds left. They've got their noisemakers. They got their little hats on. They're at the count. The ball is dropping. And one of them looks at me and goes, "Can we take our shirts off?" Like, yeah, if you want to. Yes! I mean, they ripped their shirts off. Like, all right. Bring it in big, boys.
I know.
Show it.
2017 is their year.
Mm. Boy, how was your new year?
My new year was fairly uneventful. I did stay up late enough, and the baby like fell asleep at like 12:05. Mm. Like, she made it and then was like, "I'm out of here." but it was good. Christmas was wonderful, and You know that your child is too spoiled and that you got him too much when all Sam wanted was shoes. Just
really?
Shoes.
Sneakerhead he is.
Yes. And so I got him 3 pair.
But yeah,
that's significant,
lot.
Right?
Yeah, that is.
I thought he would be super pumped.
Yeah.
Which he was. But by the time he opened the 3rd pair, he didn't even open the shoebox to see what was inside.
What?
He just unwrapped it and was like, "Thanks."
Child.
Yeah.
Oh.
Those were expensive shoes.
Yes, they were.
I hope you're
Mommy
sleeping with them tonight.
Mommy works on weekends to afford those shoes for you, little boy.
That's 6 radio shows for those shoes.
Oh, man.
Thanks. Yeah.
Oh,
and the thing that I discovered about myself, which I guess I need to be more self-aware, is that I got for Christmas from my husband and my sister-in-law and my son all gave me things that had to do with taking care of your feet.
Oh, really?
So I must have a set of the worst puppy dogs that anyone has ever seen. And I kept opening things like, "Oh, another foot file."
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Oh. Before April, Mary Jo.
I'm like,
put these to you. It's like if someone offers you a breath mint. Would you like a breath mint?
Right. Over and over again. Or you just keep opening up Christmas presents that are mouthwash. So, and I get regular pedicures. I truly do. So I'm not going to give myself one at home. Like, that doesn't feel good. That's not the point of it. But I got, you know, a foot soaker, like 3 in-home pedicure kits. I got a callus shaver.
Welcome to Bunion Country.
So, yeah. So I guess that's my New Year's resolution. Take better care of the feet.
Good grief. Mine are health-wise. I have no funny ones. It's what everyone else's is.
Yeah.
Lose weight. Exercise more. Eat better. I think last year at Christmas, I got a Fitbit. I haven't worn it.
So you're going to charge it.
Yeah. Charge the Fitbit. Yeah. Yeah. Put it back on. So, I know.
I'm the same way. And what's more than the 7th day of January. So I've been to the gym 4 days in January.
Yeah.
That's pretty good for me.
4 out of 7.
Yeah.
I've exercised once. in 7 days. Still got today, though.
Yeah.
Still got today.
Just but that. It's the wild card weekend. And
it's 10 degrees outside. Yeah. My gosh, is it cold out there.
Yeah.
I have discovered with each passing year, dry skin is worse for me than it was the year before. I never had any problem with dry skin, ever. I hit 40 and it's like, bam.
Dragon
bam,
scales.
Bam.
Yeah.
Well, yay. Makes you want to move to Florida.
Yes.
Or at least spend time there while this is going on here. If you have the luxury of doing that. What was your favorite moment of 2016?
My favorite moment of 2016.
Now, we could do, I mean, we can break it down into categories.
Like sports-wise, my favorite moment.
It could be, you could, favorite moment from life, favorite moment from sports, favorite moment from just UK sports, favorite moment from the Dan and Mary Joe show.
My favorite moment from the Dan and Mary Joe show, I can definitely tell you, was, I believe it was Father's Day when we both had our dads on.
Yes, that is mine too.
That was awesome.
That is mine too.
And that came into my head like that right away. So that was my favorite show.
That was the same thing when I was typing up the stuff saying, okay, what are our favorite moments 2016? That was the same thing for me. It was the first thing that popped into my head was, well, that's easy.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was Father's Day. I was thinking, I thought it was Memorial Day for some reason. But it was Father's Day.
I think it was Father's Day.
And I had Memorial Day on the mind because we've talked about their service to the military. Yeah. So.
Probably favorite UK sports moment is going to have to be beating Louisville.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
The only thing that came close was the Mississippi State win for me because it was so improbable when they got the ball back. And then it's a 51-yarder that he's got to make for the win. And then it was one of those games that Kentucky always loses forever and forever. Is they're about to put it away, and then boom, there's a 90-yard fumble return for a touchdown.
Yeah.
The most Kentucky thing ever. And so, okay, that's it. Game over. Kentucky's going to lose
it.
Mississippi State scores right at the end. There's feels like there's 10 seconds left to go in the game. Forget it. And then they win it. And you think, wow, that's.
You know what? It seems like a long time ago, but the Texas A&M win in the SEC tournament championship game.
Yeah.
Was a lot of fun, too.
And that was nice because it was redemption for Isaac Humphries after slamming the ball down. Gosh, they sure did whip our Texas A&M.
My gosh.
Good grief.
Yeah.
I mean, they took a leather belt to them and just walloped them.
Yeah.
I mean, Texas A&M doesn't even look like it belongs in the SEC after that. So much of a beatdown.
Billy Kennedy just was just sitting there, kind of beside himself. I mean, you could tell early on it was just,
Yep. Here they come.
Chalk this one up too.
Yep. We're helpless here. Favorite moment in all sports? Any sport besides UK?
I mean, I personally don't care really about the Cubs, but them winning the World Series was cool. I know that's got to be your number one, so I'm not going to put that as my number one. But I would say I really do love LeBron James.
The Cavs.
And the Cavs coming back and winning for Cleveland and watching him, the emotions pour out of him. That was pretty awesome.
Well, of course, it's the Cubs for me. Yes, has to be. I've been a Cubs fan since I was 5 years old. But that would have been the other one because of, and I would have gone twofold with that. I would have said Warriors come back from 3-1, Cavs come back from 3-1 in back-to-back series right there.
Yeah.
That made the NBA playoffs.
Oh, it was must-see TV.
Yeah.
You had to watch. Even the Thunder. You know, they take it to a game 7 before, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you said. Yeah. The Warriors,
So yeah, they had them down 3-1.
Yeah.
And then last night, just a, oh, by the way, tangent, the Warriors had the Grizzlies down 19 points to start the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And lost to the Grizzlies in San Francisco at Golden State. And, you know, Golden State's got five losses on the season, all the total. And Memphis was one of those losses.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to me. Memphis seems to me needs to wind up trying to push for the 8 or 7 seed so that their first series can be against Golden State.
Yeah, because they, I mean,
Because if they could do that,
yeah,
then they got a shot.
They got a shot.
All right, now from life, was there one that stands out?
Gosh, I mean, I had a really good year. You know, we got to go
to Spain.
We got to go to Spain and to France and New Orleans. So, you know, we traveled a lot. My daughter turned, you know, one, and she's amazing. And, you know, watching Sam play baseball and basketball and watching him. I mean, it's just, I don't know that I have one favorite life moment that stands out. I didn't, you know, it was just a good year. It was a good year.
My year was.
And I turned 40.
And you turned 40.
Yeah.
You had the big
party.
That
was my least favorite part. But yeah.
Well, Prince was there and so was Kid Rock.
Yes.
For your party.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's pretty big. Mine was, just the seeing your parents get old and your wife's parents get older and deal with health issues. My mother.
That takes a toll.
Found out she had cancer, but she got it removed, and all has gone great since. So really, that's something, that's a positive that's
yes.
to be thankful for, that it looks like everything's going to be great. But my dad, back surgery, looks like he's going to have another back surgery. And then my father-in-law had a stroke, but he seems to be doing better now, and appears the doctors say he's on the right path and good, but those three things, all right, cancer, back surgery, stroke, to three of your four, you know, parents in your family there. So that stuff gets scary because then that makes you think, okay, this happened today. What could happen next month?
Mm-hmm.
So it makes you begin to realize that call could come sometime. So in that way, 2016 sucked. And then we saw all the celebrity deaths, of course. That's what everybody's, you know, let's put 2016 to bed. It was a horrible year. I mean, even toward the end, another one came in there.
Yeah, and for us, you know, when we were actually in Europe, in Spain, my husband's mother passed away unexpectedly. So we had to fly back early. And,
yeah,
you know, that's taken a huge toll. But, yeah, I mean, it's... The older you get,
right,
the more, you know, these things start to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not to get too deep into it, but you definitely sense your own mortality a little bit. I mean, turning mm-hmm. Sometimes my hip feels like it might give out. You know what I mean? It's just.
Yeah, just the pain shoots out of somewhere. You're like, where did that come from? Good grief. I didn't even know I had something that could hurt right there. Is that a muscle? What is that? Yeah, those things tend to pop up after 40.
But listen, we still have a little celebrating left to do. I know we probably need to get to a break, but we have to give Josh his Christmas present.
Yes.
Because it was delivered just right after, you know, we were going to take our hiatus. So he did not get it. And, of course, he got us
coffee mugs
mm-hmm. with some cool sayings on them.
Yes.
So, do you want to take a break and then we'll give him the gift?
No, let's do it now. Let's do it right now.
All right.
Josh got us coffee mugs. Mine said Festivus
Feats of Strength
Champion. Yes. And Mary Jo's was.
Mine said, in quotes, that's what. And then the quote was attributed to she.
Yeah.
So, that's what she said.
Right. Which was also nice. Yes.
I had to explain that to Sam 25 different ways.
I'm excited.
Okay, he's opening it.
He has opened a little bag.
Oh, man, it's a shirt.
And open up the shirt, and the shirt says...
Yes! It's a panda dabbing. This is exactly what I've wanted my whole life, and I just realized that. Yes. Thank you, guys.
I was worried you already had it.
No, I thought about getting it, but my wife was like, no, I'm not going to get you one.
Well, tell your wife we're sorry.
Yes. Say, honey... I know people who love me more than you do. They know me.
They
get me.
Yes.
Deep down in my soul, I dab.
Yes. Everyone needs to. Makes the world go round.
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you this.
Except I do hate the people that dab, 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 that go back and forth mm-hmm. constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not into that.
No, I don't care for it either. But athletes still dab on a daily basis.
Yeah.
You see it in games because my kids will point it out if they're watching. Daddy, he dabbed. Did you see him dab? Like, yeah, I saw him dab. Or we're watching the Rose Bowl. Oh, my gosh. Watching the Rose Bowl. And
what a great game.
Was a phenomenal game. And Juju Smith-Schuster catches it, and you hear the announcer go, Juju with a touchdown. My boys, both of them, look at me and go, Juju on that beat. Juju on that beat. And then they go into the whole thing, and you ugly. You're your daddy's son. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
They're growing up. We still have a ton to talk about. Of course, Arkansas and Kentucky today. We'll get to that. NFL playoffs beginning today. Win or go home. College football championship game is Monday. Today's media day. And then Hamadou Diallo Day. Does he come to Kentucky? We'll talk about it all and more. You can give us a call, 381-1313, here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio, 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Hey everybody, this is Chastity at ADA Heating and Air. We asked people what they wanted in their HVAC equipment. They told us a brand that has stood the test of time and has a proven reliability record. We have delivered. We install American Standard HVAC equipment. American Standard has been a leader in the HVAC industry for over 100 years. We can bring American Standard into your home. Call us today at 859-519-6382 for a free estimate to replace your old or broken HVAC system.
ADA is on the way.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I've always been amused when I see insurance commercials with TV and movie actors pitching their company like a carnival barker. They hope you trust the actor, but I'll tell you this, I don't trust any of them. I've seen too much. I've seen claims for property damage, life insurance, and disability lowballed or denied, like a bad movie. I've seen people sign away their rights after a car accident because they trusted the adjuster and didn't have a lawyer present.
Not clean hands, dirty hands.
I've seen families' lives destroyed because these companies' goals are to take in insurance premiums and give you the short end of the stick for profit. Life is not a movie, it's real. Hire a real law firm who's fought for you right at 30 years. So please visit ForThePeople.com for more information about our firm, our results, and our lawyers. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Offices Lexington.
Hi, I'm Melissa Kelmes.
I'm Laura.
And I'm Beth.
We are owners of Mind Over Body Pilates Yoga and Healing Arts Studio at 301 East Vine Street. Allow us to help you condition your body and mind through Fletcher Pilates and aerial yoga.
We can help correct your posture, invigorate your mind, and elevate your spirit.
Visit mindoverbodystudio.com to schedule your Fletcher Pilates and aerial yoga experience.
Heal your mind and change your body at
Mind Over Body Pilates Yoga and Healing Arts Studio.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
That's just one adoption story that started at a shelter. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is the new jam, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is the new one my kids are bobbing to.
He can't come out with a song that doesn't get you kind of like moving.
He's dynamite. Because nobody else does that old sound like he does. I mean, that's a, you know, kind of a 70s sound, but brought up to the modern, you know, time. It's kind of like, there's a guy, I think his name is Charlie Bradshaw. Sounds just like James Brown. But he hadn't had an album out before. And, like, he's, I think he's 40s, 50s, something like that. And sounds just like James Brown. So we need that stuff.
Yeah.
Arkansas at Kentucky, 8:30 tonight on the SEC Network. At 7:30 here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300, UK pregame with Matthew Lawrence and Eric Daniels. Also on our air today at noon, it's the FCS championship game, James Madison against Youngstown State. So is Youngstown State, who are they coached by? Is it it's the guy from Nebraska, right? Bo Pelini? Isn't he the head coach at Youngstown State now? You don't know.
Yeah, I think that's right, yeah. And isn't Jim Tressel the AD?
Yeah, Tressel, that's right. Bo Pelini's the head coach. Jim Tressel is the AD. And, I mean, Youngstown State's been great forever.
Yeah.
Obviously, back in the championship game. So, Pelini and Tressel, do they come back and get a chance somewhere? So many teams or schools are desperate for good coaches.
I don't know. You think Chip Kelly does? Because he's, I guess, expressed interest in...
Yeah, he'll be back. He'll be back for sure. And he could
come
college?
Back. Yeah. Yeah. You don't think he's getting another crack in the NFL?
I don't know. It's already not worked out twice. They gave him time in Philadelphia. He had enough time to do something. And then in San Francisco, he couldn't even get it off the ground.
Yeah, and I don't know how much of that is him. I mean, they don't have the players there. I mean, if Blaine Gabbert's your starting quarterback, and I love me some Blaine Gabbert.
Yeah.
I mean, Mizzou alum, but...
Missouri.
He starts half the season for you. It's over.
Probably.
I am anxious for this game tonight, though, because, Cal has mentioned that Malik Monk is sometimes not his best when he's too keyed up, jacked up. But we've seen, really, him play in two huge games. And in one game, he had 47 points and was clutch from start to finish.
Right.
And in one game, where he went 1 for 9 from three, struggled scoring the ball all game. So I think tonight is more of a big game for him specifically because it's Arkansas and the history there. So I'm anxious to see how he performs under that tonight.
Yeah, now the game that he didn't perform well, he was coming off the game that was the best by a freshman in Kentucky history. So maybe the big high of scoring 47 points and just not missing might have been a letdown there. But gosh, the first two games of SEC play, he scored 60 points in two games.
He's been phenomenal.
10 of 14 from three, and I think 19 of 27 from the field. It's like 70-something percent. Going in on Malik Monk just for a minute, just to give you an idea of what he's doing. Because every year we talk about Calipari's freshmen and how good they are and how they compare to this guy or that guy or whatever. We know who they've had. I mean, John Wall and Anthony Davis and DeMarcus Cousins and Eric Bledsoe and
Carl Anthony Towns.
Yeah, I mean, just on and on and on. And Brandon Knight, and some of these guys. Malik Monk, he leads all NCAA Division I freshmen in scoring, averaging 22.6 points per game. No player under John Calipari, like anywhere he's ever coached, has averaged more than 21.2. So right now, Monk is 22.6. So no player under Calipari has averaged more than 21.2 over the course of a season. That was DeJuan Wagner at Memphis in 2001-02. And then he's on pace, of course, as we've talked about before, to break Meek's single-season record as a three-point shooter. And I just didn't – he didn't strike me that way as a guy who was going to be able to knock it down that well.
No, and, coming off a year where Jamal Murray, where you felt like every time he pulled up from three, it was going in.
Yeah.
I thought that was one of the things that this team would be lacking.
Right. A lot of people did. Said outside shooting would be their weakness. Well, now Monk has 49 threes through 14 games. Meeks had 51 through 14 in his record-setting season. So, and we broke that down a few weeks ago where Meeks got super hot. And I thought, well, Monk's going to fall off right here. No, he got super hot.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they're just separated by two threes through the same amount of games. 14 games, that's almost pretty much halfway through the season. Can't believe we've already reached the midway point.
I know.
We have 2 months. Oh, I just realized if you happen to be at the house and listening to us, well, it's too late now. Marty Smith just finished his interview with Damian Harris on ESPN. Or is it the SEC Network? That's the SEC Network, isn't it? Yeah. Because it's Media Day at Clemson, Alabama National Championship Media Day in Tampa. Damian Harris went for over 1,000 yards this season as Alabama's leading rusher. That's impressive. Back to Kentucky, though. Monk today. All right, his brother, played for Arkansas, basketball and football. And then Monk where he grew up in, I guess, La Pinto, Arkansas. I guess he moved closer to Fayetteville, and there was the thought that that was because of Arkansas's desire to have him as a player, that, you know, something happened there. Not that something was illegal, but it wouldn't have happened if Arkansas didn't think he was coming to play for him, I guess, is maybe the thought that went into that. So Arkansas thought he was theirs. And imagine what Arkansas would be like right now with Malik Monk. Malik Monk might be even more the talk of college basketball than he is now, because he could probably average 30, 35.
Disagree. He'd still be at Arkansas, so I don't think he'd be the talk of college basketball.
But if he's tearing it up 35 points a game instead of 22, no?
No. I still think you're more the talk, more likely to be the talk at Kentucky.
Yes, you definitely are. But take Ben Simmons. I mean, ESPN wore him out, or wore us out, talking about him. And he played at LSU, didn't even make the tournament. They're sorry.
I think that was part of it, though. I think part of all the talk was, you've got Ben Simmons and a couple other dudes, and yeah, he's putting up numbers, but he ain't winning games. And I think the narrative towards the end of the season became, man, why would you go to a place like LSU? I mean, you can still be the number one pick, obviously, as he was, but...
Yeah.
I think it separated Cal as a coach, just watching it, because you kept thinking to yourself, my gosh, they have this talent, because it wasn't just Ben Simmons that was the only good player on that team.
Right. They had a few other guys.
Yeah, another five-star. I can't think of his name right off the top.
Blakeney.
Yeah, Anthony Blakeney. And... they didn't do anything.
Yeah. Well, so you remember that radio host came out and just blasted him. Just was horrible. Just horrible. As if Malik Monk was born to go to Arkansas. Like, when he was born, he was handed a piece of paper that said, you must attend Arkansas, or you have betrayed an entire state, your family, and everyone. You know, as if he didn't have a choice. Well, I will say this. If he did go to Arkansas, they wouldn't have led SportsCenter following his game with 24 NBA players on screen and a focus on how great he is as a player.
They would have put up a picture of Bobby Portis, I guess.
Well, maybe, what was the big boy's name? Corliss Williamson. But Kentucky has a 3-game winning streak over Arkansas. Arkansas has the same record, 12-2. But UK is 2-0 in the SEC. Arkansas 1-1. Arkansas beat Tennessee at Tennessee this week. Kentucky is a 16-point favorite. But Arkansas has definitely given Calipari a little bit of trouble. He is 8-6 overall in his career against Arkansas. And Arkansas is one of the only 5 teams to beat UK in Rupp Arena under Calipari.
Yep.
Mike Anderson, 4-5 versus UK. You give any of those coaches in the SEC right now a 4-5 record against UK in their career, and they'd be like, I'll take it.
Yeah.
It means I'm one away from 500. But yes, as I said, the Cats have won 3 in a row. 16-point favorite today. Why would you think it's anything other than another beatdown today? Especially Arkansas's best way to beat teams is playing the way Kentucky would prefer you to play, because it helps them get out and run. If you run with Kentucky, you're at your own risk.
Yeah. I mean, and I think we've seen it in their, in the loss to Louisville. Mm-hmm. I mean, they muddied up that game and slowed it down, and, you know.
I watched them the other night against Notre Dame, and I'm like, how did they beat Kentucky?
I know. I watched them against Virginia, and I watched them against Notre Dame. God, they have one good game.
They are so much not fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
They're just so, the style they play, and just, they're frustrating. Like, honest Mahmood should never shoot the ball.
I know.
Like, it touches his hands, and then it takes off in an odd direction, like a football hitting off a rock. Is the least skilled with the basketball in his hand. He can block some shots, though.
Yeah. And I mean, rebound,
he's a valuable player, but... And then why won't Patino play VJ King?
I know.
I mean, what are you waiting for? For him to get seasoned?
Even even my husband, who's obviously a huge Louisville apologist, has said, when we were talking about VJ King, and he's like, that's why some of those guys don't want to go there.
Yeah.
I mean, they watch this really good freshman come to Louisville and barely get to play.
Meanwhile, Kentucky's starting four freshmen. Yeah. Yeah, they're tough to watch. They're tough to watch. And today they have Georgia Tech. At Georgia Tech, Patino basically said this week it's a must win. Cannot start 0-3 in the ACC.
You know, play. The ACC is tough, though.
It is.
I will say that.
And that game at Georgia Tech is not going to be necessarily easy either.
Yeah.
I mean, Georgia Tech beat... Who did they beat the other night?
No idea.
I'm thinking of Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech beat Duke.
Duke, yeah. And Butler beat Villanova. So I guess Baylor will be the number one team if they win this weekend.
I think behind the ACC, is the Big East the second biggest, best conference? With Villanova and Butler and Creighton. And there's another top 10 team in there that I'm missing. They got like 4 or 5 top 10 teams. Or I mean top 25 teams in there.
Xavier.
That's who I'm missing.
Yeah.
Whereas the Big Ten has Indiana, which is, depending on the day, is the best team in the conference or the worst team in the conference.
Yeah. Lately, it's been the worst.
Yeah. Michigan State has not been the same without Miles Bridges. He comes back. You know, I can't see the Big Ten. Maybe the Big 12, I guess, probably.
Wisconsin's the only really good team I see in the Big Ten. Yeah, it's not the SEC.
The poor, lowly SEC. Yeah. Remember when it was good, though? I mean, when LSU was good, when Mississippi State was good, when Arkansas was good, when Florida was good. Florida's still pretty good.
Yeah, Florida's not bad.
But you had, like, you know, 4 or 5 teams, not 1 or 2.
I can't ever figure out why Georgia isn't better than they are. There's got to be five kids in Atlanta.
Exactly.
That are good.
Well, I can remember, I don't know if it was Mark Fox or if it was Dennis Felton, but one of them, and it could have been of another SEC coach, but my point is that a coach from the SEC, when talking about Calipari coming to Kentucky and the level that he recruits at, their response was, it's kind of good for us because he's going after players from Dominican Republic to California to Canada. And so he doesn't dig down into the South as much as Tubby Smith did, let's say. So our recruiting base loses somewhat of a competitor so that we can get these kids from Georgia and Alabama and Florida and around there. But it hasn't worked out.
No.
And Bruce Pearl, for as great of a coach as we all thought he was, is dying at Auburn. I mean, he's never going to get that turned around. It is just, it's an impossible job.
I think so.
I think Avery Johnson will get Alabama up to being pretty good. I think Alabama is the fourth team, the last and fourth team that makes the NCAA tournament. Because it's Kentucky, obviously, Florida, South Carolina. And I think the only other one that gets in.
You don't think A&M will?
No. They're terrible. They've got no guard play. I don't see them figuring it out. They've got bigs, but they've got no guard play. I think they'll do well enough in the SEC, but they'll be like a bubble team and probably won't get in because the SEC stinks. So where's your quality win? I think they're going with 4. I mean, hasn't it been 4 2 years in a row now? I think it has been. This has been 4 SEC teams to get in. I just wish they were better.
I know.
Like, I'd be fine if Tennessee was good, you know?
It was fun when they were.
Yeah, it is. It just makes it more fun when everybody's good. Like, if Arkansas was coming in smoking hot, you know, then this would be like, yeah. Like, it's still going to be a fun game to watch.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong.
It's just going to be
the expectation is to beat them by 20.
It's really hard to get up for a lot of the SEC games.
Yeah.
It really is.
Ole Miss on a Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. Yeah.
Vandy.
Missouri.
Oof. What a brutal sports year
it has been. They have got to fire Kim Anderson.
Yes,
please. Just do it now. Just do it right now. just be like, oh, let's go ahead and start and give somebody a shot. Let's have an interim coach in here and see if he's any good. And then if that doesn't work out, we'll go find another coach.
Anybody.
Yeah, somebody. That is brutal. Norm Sloan is not happy. All right, we got to get to a break. 381-1313 is the number to call if you want to get in here and talk. We still haven't talked Hamidou Diallo, which we will do next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Ride rough, ride tough. MLS Power Sports got the ride you're looking for.
Would you rather be racing down a trail instead of racing to the next thing on your schedule? Then it's time to ride away from boredom at MLS Power Sports during the Arctic Cat Ride Away Day sales event. Get amazing deals with financing as low as 0% on new ATVs and side-by-sides and rebates up to $3,000. Visit MLS Power Sports, 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown to ride away with a great deal. Arctic Cat, share our passion. Offer subject to change, not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Ride rough, ride tough. MLS Power Sports got the ride you're looking for.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
Yeah, ride victoriously.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I've always been amused when I see insurance commercials with TV and movie actors pitching their company like a carnival barker. They hope you trust the actor. But I'll tell you this, I don't trust any of them. I've seen too much. I've seen claims for property damage, life insurance, and disability lowballed or denied, like a bad movie. I've seen people sign away their rights after a car accident because they trusted the adjuster and didn't have a lawyer present.
Not clean hands, dirty hands.
I've seen families' lives destroyed because these companies' goals are to take in insurance premiums and give you the short end of the stick for profit. Life is not a movie, it's real. Hire a real law firm who's fought for you right at 30 years. So please visit forthepeople.com for more information about our firm, our results, and our lawyers. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Offices Lexington.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
381-1313 is the number to call if you want to get in here. You can listen to us on the WLXG app, available on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Just type in WLXG. WLXG.com. Listen to us. Tweet us at DReefer or at MJP18 or at ESPN Radio Lex. Hamidou Diallo. Kentucky already has the number one recruiting class. They already have a great recruiting class. But then Hamidou Diallo is the number one ranked shooting guard in this class. And today he announces at 5 o'clock where he's going to school. Connecticut and Kentucky are the two favorites, and Kentucky is believed to be the place that he wants to go. And he already graduated from high school, so he has been playing postgraduate basketball. And so he is eligible to play this semester for any school he goes to. And then he is eligible for the NBA draft this summer. But according to what I've read from and heard from Evan Daniels of Scout.com is that Diallo is looking at this as a business plan, a decision to be, you know, the best NBA draft pick that he can be. And so a year and a half at Kentucky would be better, say, than a semester at Connecticut before going to the draft. And so he is not expected to play this semester if he comes to Kentucky, but he's expected to come to Kentucky, not play this semester, and then be
so would he still practice
yeah.
with the team and
yeah,
stuff
yeah, he
like
would
that?
Do everything. It would just be like a red shirt. You know, he'd do everything except play in games. And if, God forbid, something were to happen to Malik Monk or Isaiah Briscoe or De'Aaron Fox, I guess he could play. I mean, there's no, it's not like you have to sign a piece of paper that says we're deciding at this moment he can't play the whole season.
Right.
He could. It just would be his option not to. Just because.
Because it's not like he's sticking around for 4 years anyway and doesn't want to burn
right.
eligibility.
Yeah.
But.
5 o'clock today, he's expected to pick UK 6'5" guard from Queens, New York. So that gives them Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who's like up near the Buffalo area or something is where he comes from. And he's not super highly rated, but I think a top 50 player, mm-hmm. two guard, but combo guard. And then the point guard is Quade Green. And then in the front court, Jared Vanderbilt.
P.J. Washington.
P.J. Washington and Nick Richards. So there's six. Today we'll make a full fresh six to go with Sasha Kalia-Jones, Isaac Humphries, and Ty Winyard.
You don't think Wenyen Gabriel comes back?
I think he's about to turn it on a little bit.
Well, he's got to.
Yeah.
If you think he's leaving, because I...
Oh, I think he is about to turn a corner defensively, and by the time the tournament comes around, I could see him having a big enough game to where they're like, yeah, he's got potential. I mean, look, if Scal Labissiere can go in the first 20 picks.
I know, but I think Scal came in as the projected overall number one draft pick.
Yeah.
I mean, people thought that from before they saw him play. Mm. And I don't think Wenyen came in with that on his shoulders. So I think that people kept thinking Scal was going to turn into something. I don't know that Wenyen has that same draw right now.
He might play Wenyen at the three if he can improve defensively enough. Next season with these other guys. Because guard-wise, well, you got to have more than these three freshmen. Well, you don't have anything coming back
no.
at the guard position.
No.
And three is not enough. And a fourth one is not going to be at the same level as the first three that you got. So you're going to have to do something there to accommodate, which would be you have Ty Winyard, Isaac Humphries, Wenyen Gabriel, Sasha Kalia-Jones, P.J. Washington, Nick Richards,
yeah.
Jared Vanderbilt. Seven guys. Three of them have to be on the court at once mm-hmm. so that there's four of them you can work in. So get ready for a completely different style than this year because
yeah.
this year is three guards and next year is going to be back to two guards and three bigs.
And Malik Monk and De'Aaron Fox have been so spectacular. Like they're, you know, they're a highlight reels on their own that you almost forget how unbelievable Isaiah Briscoe's been playing.
Yeah. Triple-double that kind of just got, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fox already did that, so cool.
And it was the best way to get a triple-double ever to
yes.
have your teammate blow the free throw yeah. so you could get the rebound like that. It was amazing. But
it was.
But he has played really, really well.
He has. Yeah. He's such a big key. And Billy Kennedy of Texas A&M said it after the game, said if Briscoe can make those shots out there, because he's 3 of 3. He was 3 of 3 in that game.
Yeah.
And he's made, I believe, 6 of his last 7 three-point attempts. So if you have to respect him out there and guard him, Billy Kennedy said Kentucky can win it all.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Kentucky, in order to win it all, they're going to need to play a few more half-court games here along the way.
Yes, because someone's going to make them do it.
Yeah, and we just haven't seen them play that very much. They just had to play it a little bit against Louisville, or quite a bit in the second half, especially. When they get out and run, I mean, as you saw, there's only UCLA, North Carolina, a few teams that'll be able to hang with Kentucky. And then if you slow them down and get them in the half court, we don't know. We've seen Louisville. That's it, really.
Right, and you're going to see SEC teams, and even if they, even if one of the SEC teams can force them into a half-court game, still, talent-wise, they're going to be so much better than those teams. Now, they'll, mm-hmm. they'll still probably drop a game or two, I expect, along the way. But I don't know.
I could.
You think
see
they're going
them,
undefeated?
I could see them running the table in the SEC, yeah. Because the challenges will be... I think their biggest challenge will be beating somebody they're not, that's not supposed to be a challenger. Like the Florida game, they'll be ready for that.
They'll be up, yeah.
The South Carolina, they'll be ready for that. I'm not going to say Missouri because that's just impossibility. But like maybe Alabama or maybe...
Vandy,
there you go. Riley LaChance just goes out of his mind and hits 10 threes or something. On a, like I said, on a Tuesday night at 9 o'clock in Memorial Coliseum down there, gymnasium. That'll be the big, that would be what I would think Kentucky would get tripped up on. Otherwise, I think they're running the table in the SEC. But this, there are a few things about this team that, that reminds you of the other teams. Remember the talk we had after the Arizona State game? Everybody was talking the way everyone was talking. Oh, this is 2012 all over again. Everybody was, and then brought down to reality real quick there by UCLA. Well, there's some evidence to support the theory that this team is the best since the 2015 or the 2012, and in that same light. And we'll discuss it next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Hey, everybody. This is Chastity at ADA Heating and Air. We asked people what they wanted in their HVAC equipment. They told us a brand that has stood the test of time and has a proven reliability record. We have delivered. We install American Standard HVAC equipment. American Standard has been a leader in the HVAC industry for over 100 years. We can bring American Standard into your home. Call us today at 859-519-6382 for a free estimate to replace your old or broken HVAC system.
ADA is on the way.
Hey, the holidays are over. It's January. But why not continue that holiday feeling at Tony's? Great food, great service, and that family atmosphere that everyone has come to love. Right across from Triangle Park, it's Tony's Steaks and Seafood. Visit them at TonysSteaksAndSeafood.com and keep the holidays going.
Hello, Banks Floor Covering.
I heard my voice on your radio commercial. How did you do that?
Well, since you keep calling looking for everything, we decided we'd use your calls to show how we really do have something for everyone.
So I'm famous now?
We're famous for offering the newest in Carndine PVC flooring and helping with free estimates, expert installation, and affordable financing.
I'll have my agents call you to talk about...
We've got something for everyone at Banks Floor Covering, 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
Why is Seaview Outfitters as good as it is? The idea started with Steve and his boyhood trips to Alaska. The great outdoors, the lifestyle, and the clothing that help people live it. That's what the Seaview is all about. The right clothing and gear for any outdoor pursuit. Brand names you know and love, and people whose passion for the outdoors will rival your own. West Main Street next to Tony's Steaks and Seafood, downtown Lexington. Online at SeaviewOutfitters.com. Seaview Outfitters, carrying Patagonia, Arc'teryx, Yeti, and more.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You can also send your tweets to at ESPN Radio Lex and listen to us online, WLXG.com or on the WLXG app. So, as I was saying, as Arizona State, after that game, everyone was talking about Kentucky as if this was one of Calipari's best teams ever here in Lexington. Has a chance to be. And even Calipari was acknowledging that he may have something very special on his hands. And then UCLA beat him and handed Calipari only his fifth loss at Rupp Arena. That got his attention pretty quickly. And then he said, I don't know what I was thinking. Got ahead of myself. You can't cheat the process. I tried to do things where I thought they were mature enough that I could lay off some drills that we always do. And then we didn't do those drills, and I thought they could handle it. You can't cheat the process. They're still freshmen. We got to do all these things. But now, since the UCLA loss, you've seen what Kentucky has done. And opening SEC play the way they have with a 23-point win and a 42-point win, well, they look like one of those special teams again. And so in the KenPom.com rankings, which he does the, you know, adjusted efficiency for offense and defense, yes, and then the overall ranking. And so his top 10 or his rankings overall are based on a team's offensive efficiency and defensive efficiency, which is how many points you would score if you had 100 possessions. And Kentucky would score 120 points if it had 100 possessions, and its opponents would score 90 points if it had 100 possessions. So Kentucky ranks number 2 in offensive efficiency and number 6 in defensive efficiency. UK and West Virginia are the only teams in the country in the top 10 in both offensive and defensive efficiency. So Calipari has had two other teams that rank top 10 in both.
And they are 2012 and 2015.
The 38-1 team and the national champs.
Mm-hmm.
Those two teams are the only ones that have been in the top 10 in this one.
So I can never remember what year he first got here. But the John 09, Wall 10. Team.
09-10.
That wasn't, I guess, a...
It was.
You would think they would be pretty close to being up there.
I looked it up last night, and
especially defensive.
Yeah, one of them, I think it was offensive efficiency, they were in the top 10. And then defense, I think it was 22.
Okay.
Or 15. Might have been 15. Because they were really close.
Because that was such a good team, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that was such a good team.
And those two, and they were, it's in the game notes. I actually looked at it and can't remember what it was. But yes, they were close. Very close. So this team, those two teams, 38-1 team and the 2012 team, both wound up number 1 overall in the KenPom.com rankings. So, I mean, with SEC competition, the road ahead, I don't see Kentucky falling out of those. I mean, they've already gotten to number 2 in offensive efficiency and 6 in defensive efficiency. I don't see them falling out of the top 10 in both categories. Unless they, I mean, they would have to really go on a slide.
Yeah. Yeah. I think especially offensively. I mean, this team, you know, we're halfway through the season. Not quite. Close to halfway through the season.
Mm-hmm.
And they've already had 5 games of 100 or more points. And that's never happened under Cal.
It's the first since the 95-96 national championship.
Yeah. I mean, that's just, they can score.
Yeah. They have no lack of it. If Briscoe's not on, if Monk's not on, if Fox not on, if Bam's not on, that's what it's going to take to score 65 points instead of 95.
Now, you have a stat in here. You know, Dan comes up with all the notes that, you know, we kind of talk about for a show.
I just type up what's already been done by, Eric Lindsay and Deb Moore over there. And I pick out the nuggets that I like and put them on our notes.
Well, this nugget I had not realized, that Bam has 43 dunks through 14 games, and the record holder for dunks is Anthony Davis with 92. I guess it's because they won the national championship, and you know, everything you look back on, that every one of those players was amazing. I just, to think Bam is on, you know, he's pretty close to on pace.
Yeah.
To breaking Anthony Davis's dunk record. I know he dunks it a lot, but I guess it's because the guard play has been so over the top outstanding,
mm-hmm,
that he's like a forgotten dude, I feel like, sometimes.
Well, Anthony Davis was such a part of the lob. So many lobs went to him. Whereas Bam, he does get some lobs, no doubt, but a lot of times they just throw it in. He throws the chicken wing, turns, and throws it down. I mean.
Yeah. I do like that.
Yes, they should let him do that more. But they're going so fast that they don't stop, you know, to feed the post a lot of times. Because, gosh, they had 35 points in transition the other night. I mean, that's quite a bit. By the way, Johnny David, to get him to 100 points, he did not hit a three.
I know. It was a two.
And as it happened live, I went, oh, he didn't hit it. And then they gave it to him. Like, all right, little home cooking. Speaking of home cooking, we got to talk about this Harlan County shot. You saw it, right?
I did.
There was a little home cooking going on there, I believe. We will talk about that and some high school basketball. And Dave, we'll get to you right on the other side of this break. Hold on. 381-1313. We'll be back with more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. WLHG Lexington. An LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
Bachelor, Mondays at 8/7 Central on ABC.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
Is Lane Kiffin what Stugatz would be as a coach?
I think so, yeah.
Who would you be? Who do you look at in coaching and say, that's probably the guy that I would be? Because I tend toward Rex Ryan. You're full of bluster and an occasional foot fetish reveals itself.
And totally unprepared.
The Dan Levitard Show, now 10 to 1 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com.
The NFL playoffs start on ESPN and ABC. The Oakland Raiders have one of the best offenses in the league, led by all-pro wideout Amari Cooper.
He has dazzled people in the open field. He is phenomenal.
Today, they head to Houston for a huge wild-card matchup against the top-rated Texans defense. It's win or go home. The NFL wildcard playoffs. Raiders-Texans at 4:20 Eastern. Today on ESPN and ABC.
Top-ranked Alabama, number 2 Clemson, the rematch. With a national title on the line. Monday, Mike and Mike set the stage live from Tampa with breakdowns from Paul Feinbaum and David Pollack. Then, be here Tuesday for the complete breakdown of the championship game with Booger McFarland, Les Miles, Steve Spurrier, and more. Mike and Mike, 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLHG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Kevin Winter. Football. What's your fancy, college or pro? College boys will officially kick it off coming up Monday night in Tampa, Florida. The final college football game of the year. It's the college football playoff national championship game. Alabama and Clemson. Those boys right now are meeting with the media. It's media day at the national title game. Alabama already had their one-hour media session. Clemson is now at the podium, 13-1 on the season, 7-1 out of the ACC. Champions from the ACC conference, back in the national title game. This time around, Dabo Sweeney says his team is healthier, deeper, and just plain better than they were 1 year ago. Coverage Monday of the national title game, 6:30 p.m. Eastern, exclusively on ESPN Radio and ESPN Television. Today on ESPN TV, we start Wild Card Weekend. Texans play host to the Raiders. Houston, a 3.5-point favorite. They go back to Brock Osweiler as their starting quarterback. Oakland, meanwhile, they got to turn to third stringer Connor Cook, who's taken 30 snaps this year. ESPN's Ron Jaworski.
When I got the word that he was going to start again this week, I went back and looked at my notes when he came out of Michigan State. And the word gunslinger, I wrote down a number of times. And he's got an attitude, kind of a cocky attitude, where he's not afraid to make throws without access to results. That will play well against a team that likes to move pre-snap and move post-snap. That aggressive attitude will be good for Connor Cook.
That is Ron Jaworski. Texans and Raiders kick it off 4:20 p.m. Eastern time. Houston, 3.5-point favorite. The nightcap. Seattle host Detroit. Hawks favored by 8.
It's an NBA on ESPN Radio Eastern Conference showdown. Melo and the Knicks defend MSG and try to turn their season around against D-Wade and the Bulls. Thursday at 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Presented by GNC.
Would you rather be racing down a trail instead of racing to the next thing on your schedule? Then it's time to ride away from boredom at MLS Power Sports during the Arctic Cat Ride Away Day sales event. Get amazing deals with financing as low as 0% on new ATVs and side-by-sides and rebates up to $3,000. Visit MLS Power Sports, 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown to ride away with a great deal. Arctic Cat, share our passion. Offer subject to change, not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Ride rough, ride tough, MLS, Power Sports, got the ride you're looking for.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at DReefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Listen to us on the WLXG app. You just type in WLXG on iTunes or Google Play. And then listen to us also on WLXG.com. Tweet us at ESPN Radio Lex. We were talking about Johnny David's shot that wasn't a three, but it got UK to 100 anyway, which reminded me of what happened this week in the WYMT Mountain Classic. It is a classic, a legendary tournament in the mountains there.
Yes.
If you ever get a chance to go, I definitely recommend going and catching a few games. And then back on Wednesday night, Harlan County's Cameron Carmichael made a three-quarter court shot at the horn to beat Cordia in the Mountain Classic and keep the Black Bears as the state's only undefeated team at 16-0. And, of course, it made SportsCenter's top 10.
Yeah, I mean, that's in itself is incredible, right?
Yes.
You have to hit that shot to stay undefeated. You're the state's only unbeaten team.
Now, what you didn't see, many of you did not see, the last 10 seconds of the game. All you saw was the last second that he hit that shot. So with about 23 seconds to go, Harlan County has the ball in down two. With about 10 seconds to go, Carmichael, the kid who hit the three-quarter court shot, drives into the lane and gives kind of a one-handed double-clutch, you know, runner that he throws up. Tough shot. Goes in to tie the game. Cordia inbounds immediately and just takes off dead sprint with the ball. And this kid, Kareem McDonald, comes down and throws a layup up, and the ball rolls around the rim like three times before it drops to give them a lead. Light goes off on the backboard. Cordia is celebrating. Announcers say, undefeated no more. Harlan County goes down. Well, wait a minute. The refs have given Harlan County a timeout. And so when you look, because this on, it's WYMT is broadcasting the game, so they've got the replay and all this. When you look, yes, there is a second left, and they call timeout as soon as that ball goes through the net. So they did truly have a second left on the clock. But you didn't see that the game had already ended, and Cordia thought they won, was kind of the thing. So then, now, Harlan County is inbounding, 1 second left. Carmichael gets the ball, turns, dribbles, then fires. 1 second on the clock. Can he do all that in 1 second? Well, being sports guys and in a sports office with Brian Milam and, you know, those guys over there, well, of course we're going to dissect it, analyze it, and so we get out the stopwatch and play it in real time from the moment the ball touches his hands to the moment he shoots, and it's more like 1.35 seconds.
You guys just can't. You just can't let it go, can you? You just can't let a kid have his moment.
It was great. I am not in favor. I am more in favor of letting that go and the shot count and letting all that stuff happen than I am of them saying it didn't count.
Yes.
Unless it's super clear at the moment. But when it's a bang-bang like that and you're talking about a tenth of a second, way more in favor of the...
And he hits an improbable shot.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's not like they gave him a wide-open layup under the basket.
Right. Just like I'm in favor of Johnny David's three, even though his foot was on the line.
I mean, and De'Aaron Fox's triple-double, right, even though it was a one-assist
shot. I am in favor of
shot.
All that stuff, but I do think it should be pointed out that, you know, technically. There's too much of that technically. I like replay because sometimes it's such a big deal. So much is on the line, people's jobs, well-being. But it's gotten out of hand, too.
It has, and I, not to get off on a big tangent, but when you are taking video frame by frame by frame, and then people are expecting that at full speed, the human eye is supposed to see the same thing.
Right.
That's crazy. Yeah. Now, there's sometimes where it's obviously blown calls.
Yeah.
There are certainly blown calls. But there's times with, you know... What was it, the Rose Bowl game where there was the fumble and the guy had his hand on it?
Yeah.
And
was it the Rose Bowl game?
Or was it...
it was another bowl game. I know what you're talking about. It was a bowl game.
And there was a fumble that the other team recovered, but then they looked at it and overturned the fumble because the guy had his hand on the football.
Yeah.
And pinned it to the ground.
Right. Mm. Yeah, I was like, what the heck is that?
I thought you always like fought at the bottom of the pile and whoever came out with it.
Just because your big fat paws on top of the ball and it's pinned to the ground doesn't mean it's yours.
And that's in a freeze frame.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, it is in a freeze frame, yes.
And so that's just different than...
It's not possession.
No. I disagreed with that call, but...
If I have one butt cheek on the ball and my knee is down, is it mine? Is that possession? I don't know.
Especially in a scrum for a fumble like that. I don't know. That's...
I'm ready to take off that way and talk about in a scrum after a play.
but we have Dave that's just been
Oh my gosh, I forgot. I'm so sorry. Thank you, Mary Jo. One more thing about Harlan County before we go to Dave is Harlan County last night beat North Laurel 82-78 to go to 17-0 and remain the state's only unbeaten team. Now, Dave, so sorry, man. So sorry. I meant to get to you right out of the break, and we got off on that. Good morning. How are you? Thanks for waiting.
Hey, good morning. That's okay, man. Hey, you love your high school basketball. That's all right. How you doing, man? Joe Bruno Ford.
I am so good. Listen, I got to meet Dave in person for the first time last weekend.
All right.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Hey, that baby girl was adorable.
Thank you. I think so, too.
I hope you would. what time is Kentucky playing today?
8:30, right?
Kentucky plays at 8:30.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
SEC Network, yep.
Okay, we got to wait all day for that.
I know.
Yeah.
It's kind of a bummer, but then we can watch the NFL games.
There you go.
Yeah, see, the only thing on, like, at the 4:30, you got the Raiders and Texans on. And then, let's see. That's going to be a hard game to watch.
Yeah.
Louisville plays at 2:00 against Georgia Tech. If I'm at home and we're in the house and I don't have to run errands or I don't know, honey-do list or whatever, I'll watch it. I'm gonna watch that game. I'll see what they look like against Georgia Tech, because if they lose and Louisville goes to 0-3 in ACC play, whew.
Nothing says NFL playoffs like Connor Cook versus Brock Osweiler.
Woo! That just sounds good, doesn't it?
Oh, man.
I'll watch it for the defense, I guess.
I honestly don't even know. J.J. Watt has been out, right? Something happened and he can't play, right? He's been out for a few weeks.
I think he's going to play, though.
Oh, so J.J. Watt could play today? He's going to play? Or do you know?
I thought that's what I meant.
Yeah, I don't know.
I have no idea. But I know Jadeveon Clowney's playing. So, and I know the Texans are the number one ranked defense in the league. So,
yeah.
You never know with the NFL, though. Things go crazy. Brock Osweiler, Connor Cook could have coming out parties.
Yeah, and you never know. This rookie guy could come in and light it up. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
But to touch on what you guys were talking about earlier about like the SEC and basketball, like how, you know, we're probably going to be favored by like 20 points every game. it is kind of hard to get up for, you know, like you said, an Ole Miss on a Tuesday night or things like that. But don't we play Kansas sometime in the middle of that somewhere?
Yeah, it's coming up in just a couple weeks here at the end of this month. They play Kansas at Rupp Arena.
I'm really looking forward to that one.
I mean, honestly, we need to show up on that one because I mean, that's going to be our last true test.
Yeah.
I really feel that way. Like you guys are talking about, yeah, we might lose one of these games. And like you're talking about home cooking, you know, there's a lot of that that goes on in the SEC and high school, all over the place, really. But, you know, we might lose one of those games we're not supposed to. I don't see it happening, but we really might. But when we play against Kansas, there's three people that I really want to see on defense, particularly the pick and roll. That's Gabriel. If he can stay somewhere in front of his man on defense, Willis and Humphrey. If they can kind of stay in front of their man on the pick and roll, then I think that we'll be a tough team to deal with, even if, you know, our shots aren't falling. Because our defense, outside of those three, I feel like is really legit. I really do.
You know, I think Malik Monk needs to get a little bit better defensively, too. He's so good offensively that you kind of overlook some stuff with him. But
when Kansas has great guards.
He's the guy that should be getting triple-doubles. He just doesn't rebound, like, at all.
Right. Calipari said to get to that next level, that's what he wants to see out of him.
He's big enough as a guard to get quite a few rebounds.
Yeah.
I think the other thing with Kansas, Dave, is it's going to be that the last real game where when they're deciding seeding, where they're going to say Kentucky, you know, beat North Carolina on a neutral court. They lost at Louisville. They lost at home to UCLA. And then what did they do against Kansas at home? Because the SEC is going to have such a low ranking in their minds that what they do in the SEC might not be that important.
Yeah, I would agree. If we lose this game to Kansas and run the table in the SEC, we still might. That might give us like a 3-seed or something like that.
Yeah, you got to beat Kansas. You got to, because you didn't hold home court against UCLA.
Yeah.
And you lost on the road at Louisville. So
I hit a free throw and save my life back in three.
No, I know. Ugh.
So your big wins that you could claim.
I'm really tired about this game on free throws.
Well, they've gotten better since.
I mean, that was their worst game.
Yeah.
They hadn't been.
Right.
Terrible, except that game. It's just everything kind of didn't go our way.
I mean, Kentucky can only claim Michigan State and North Carolina. And now North Carolina's lost again and dropped back to like 14th in the country. So,
and Michigan State.
Michigan State's not even top 25 anymore, are they?
Yeah. No, they're not. I don't think
so. So, Kansas. Kansas is it. And Kansas got great guards. Mason and Jackson. I mean, that's going to be a really good matchup.
I feel like that's going to be a tennis. I think we might have a really hard fought game throughout the SEC, but that is going to be our last chance, I think, really.
I agree.
Just that game alone, if Kentucky does well in the SEC and runs the table or whatever, wins the SEC championship, that game right there could be the difference between a 1 and a 2
seed.
1 and a 2
seed is what I think.
Yeah.
And, you know, Kansas is not going to fall off. Like, you know, that Michigan State hasn't had the season that people thought, but Kansas is going to be good. I mean, they're going to be right there in that conversation for the same thing.
So, we're going to need that one. We're going to need that one. Hey, guys.
Did you see Kansas's game the other night? Did you see how they won that?
Yeah.
Give me four steps, mister. Did you see that, Dave?
No, I didn't watch it.
You didn't see Kansas, how they won? They were beat.
By Kansas State.
Yeah, by Kansas State. And it was at.
Oh, with the family? Oh, the walk?
Yeah, the walk, yeah.
Oh, man, he took a hospital to jail, didn't he?
Man, he crossed half court, and as soon as he crossed half court, he picked up his dribble and he laid it up from 3 feet away.
I thought that looked like the NBA, didn't it?
It was worse than the NBA. That was a walk in the NBA, and it wasn't even like the kid was long legged. He was a short dude, you know. So he's taking those little stutter steps and stuff.
He shuffled his feet, and then he took 2 steps, and then he jumped. I don't see how they missed that one.
Well, the officials couldn't see through the fog. Fog Allen Fieldhouse there.
That's what it was.
But
hey, y'all, we'll get
up
to have a great week. All right, now.
Thank you, Dave.
All right, man. Y'all be good.
All right, we're going to take a break, but before we do that, let's finish up real quick high school basketball. mentioned that Harlan County remained undefeated. Well, defending state champ Dunbar last night, Tavion Hollingsworth, 40 points in a 79-71 win over LCA. Kyle Rhodes for LCA had 32.
Yeah.
That kid is just a sophomore. He's been playing since he was in eighth grade, so this is his third season of varsity, so it feels like he's a senior. I just realized he's a sophomore.
Yeah. Sam and John went to that game last night. They said it was a great game.
Yes.
Because LCA had a pretty good lead on Dunbar, but yeah, he said watching those two players back and forth was fun.
Well, I was there in the second quarter, which was the worst quarter Hollingsworth had. Because, you know, you're going to shoot high school games on a Friday night. You're bouncing around from game to game. So you get to see a little portion, a segment. Mm-hmm. And I saw the worst segment that I could possibly see for as far as Hollingsworth goes. Saw the best segment for Kyle Rhodes. I mean, he was sharp while I was there. And Hollingsworth looked like a one-man team when I was there. Now, I know he's not. He does have, because they're able to get production out of other guys. If they weren't able to do that, they wouldn't win as many games as they do. But, so it didn't look good. And, like, right before the half, Hollingsworth had the ball. It's him and Rhodes one-on-one. Last shot of the half. He backs up, drives in, backs up, does get off a step back, 18-footer, airballs it. I'm like, not going to be their night. And I think LCA led by 7 or 8 right then. And then they built the lead to 13. And then back came. And then he went off. Hollingsworth did in the fourth quarter. He scored 12 of their last 19 points. He has the ability to take over. If you've not seen Tavion Hollingsworth, he's going to Western Kentucky. So you're not going to get a chance to go see him in person right around here unless you do it over these next 2 months. And I would highly recommend going and checking him out. Scott County got out to a 17-0 lead on Henry Clay on the way to a 172 win. That's the most points the Cards have scored since 111 against Sayre in 2009 district tourney. Josh Moore of the Lexington Herald Leader with that little nugget. West Jessamine girls ended a 4-year, 11-game losing streak to East Jessamine.
There you go.
Yes. Congrats to the West Jessamine girls for that. Girls, two-time defending 11th region champion Franklin County extended its win streak in district games to 26 and has now won 69 of its last 74 district games spanning more than 9 seasons. That is some district dominance. Beat Western Hills last night for the 24th straight time, did Franklin County. Tate's Creek girls entered Friday night with only 9 wins in its last 100 games. How tough is that?
Oh, my God.
And then these girls.
Is that real?
Yeah. Last 100 games, 9 wins. Lost to Lexington Catholic to bring their record to 9-92 in the last 101 games. And this is despite Tate's Creek starting the Win Twins. These girls, Latea and Nave, maybe it's Nave, Win, they start for Tate's Creek, these two little guards, the Win Twins. They're seniors, and it's tough. It's
yeah.
tough for these girls.
Oof, that's hard.
But one thing I noticed about the Win Twins at Tate's Creek, I got there for a game, and they're warming up. And they've got their warm-ups on in the back of them, say Twin 1 and Twin 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that.
So based on that, my parents were watching when I did that highlight and showed it. I showed that they were wearing Twin 1 and Twin 2. And so my boys for Christmas got a basketball shirt, and on the back it says Twin 1 and Twin 2.
Oh, I love it.
That was pretty funny.
Did they like them?
They did.
Good.
They liked them. All right, we'll take a break. 381-1313 is the number to get in here. And we got to get in our thoughts on the Stallions, don't we?
I think so. Phones. It's been a bigger controversy than
phones might
I think
start
they could have
ringing.
Ever imagined.
Yeah, for sure. Phones might start ringing when we discuss this thing, which we will do next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
Happy to be back. Less happy to be joined by Greg Cody of the Miami Herald. He kicked off the proceedings a second ago for some reason by tapping the bobblehead in front of him. Is that a Greg Cody bobblehead that you brought in today?
Yeah, it's a slimmer, younger, better looking version of me.
Don't want to hear any more about that. That's fine.
Dan Levitard, weekdays 10 to 1 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I'm going to tell you something that the insurance industry is going to be absolutely furious about me sharing with you. Most consumers, year in and year out, just renew their existing insurance policies blindly. You may not even notice the rate increases, but they're there. Over the years, you are paying way too much needlessly. My suggestion, each year, get a new quote from three independent agents. And don't use the online services. They're owned by insurance companies. If all of us did this every year, we would save billions of dollars in business, life, disability, and auto premiums. And if your agent doesn't add uninsured motorists to your policy, don't buy from them. They're not on your side. At Morgan & Morgan, we represent consumers. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
Would you rather be racing down a trail instead of racing to the next thing on your schedule? Then it's time to ride away from boredom at MLS Power Sports during the Arctic Cat Ride Away Day sales event. Get amazing deals with financing as low as 0% on new ATVs and side-by-sides and rebates up to $3,000. Visit MLS Power Sports, 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown to ride away with a great deal. Arctic Cat, share our passion. Offer subject to change, not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Ride rough, ride tough, MLS, Power Sports, get the ride you're looking for.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
Yeah, ride victoriously.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
My boys know this song by heart. Don't cut it off yet. You got to get to the part where you know what I'm talking about. You've heard this song, Mary Jo, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, this song doesn't seem like it would be... I wouldn't think it would be that popular, but there's something about... See? Look, there it is. Yeah, you go to a high school game and everybody's jamming.
Yeah.
This doesn't feel like a jam, but it is. My kids know every word to that part right there. They're eight. They're talking about a tattoo on a shoulder and stealing the mattress from your roommate. And good grief. All right, so the Stallions. This controversy started Monday. And let me tell you something. I know the guys, like, the principal, the assistant principal, and the AD over there at Douglas, they're all football guys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're football coaches that are now administrators. I mean, they were always in, you know, they were always in school and working their way up through the ranks and all that stuff and serving their time. But along the way, they've always coached football too. And I do not know if, and I highly doubt, if, you know, they went, yeah, you guys figure out a nickname. Just come up with something, bring it back to me. Like, the superintendent probably didn't say, or maybe he did. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea how they came about this. But my thought is, and I have not asked these guys about it because I wanted to let it be. I didn't want to pile on, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't want to be like, they've had enough. They don't need to hear from me. How did this happen? And it doesn't really matter. But my thought is that this was a football press conference. to introduce a football team and a football coach. And they came up with a name, and they got the jerseys made, and looks cool. And I don't think they thought for a second about if you know, girls' teams. They just, they're football coaches. You know what I mean? And I just think that that's kind of, I just don't think that it came up. We know that no one actually said, what about the girls' teams? Just because somebody wouldn't, you know what, you're right. So I think.
Do you know what I never think about, though?
What's that?
The gender of a mascot.
Mm-mm. Well.
I don't. I truly, and maybe as a member of the female species, I should, you know, and I have a daughter, and maybe it should occur to me. It didn't occur to me at all when they announced the name Stallions. It was never a thought in my head, well, what are the girls' teams going to be called? Because we all know what a Stallion, never occurred to me.
Then, yeah.
All right. And also, will this be the only team in America, high school team, with the nickname Stallions?
Oh, I don't know.
Surely not, right?
I have no idea.
But it doesn't bother me. That's me. Now, everyone, I understand the other side for sure.
And you're a woman, so, you know.
And why not make it where females are not bothered by it? You know, so I don't have a problem changing it. I'm just saying, initial reaction to me, what it did not bother me, and I didn't think about it either. I'll be honest. I didn't think, well, what are they going to call the girls' basketball team?
And listen, there are a few things that annoy me more than someone else speaking for the person it actually affects, right? Like, I don't have any kids.
Like, you should be outraged by this.
Right, right. So, I mean, you're a woman. It doesn't bother you. Why should it bother me? Well, I think clearly it bothers some women that are worried about their own kids or you know, daughters playing there and playing under the name Stallions. I would say you put that Stallions name out there in, I don't know, Illinois, something like that, or, you know, Mississippi.
I'm just Googling this now. Silver Springs, Maryland. Silgo Middle School.
Yeah. Okay, so Maryland.
Cooper Elementary School in Texas. Providence School in Jacksonville, Florida. Shep High School in Plano, Texas. Now, are these all boys' schools? They may be. I don't know.
But okay, so there's my point, all right? We are the horse capital of the world. When you say stallion, there is only one thing that comes to mind. A stallion is a horse that goes to a breeding shed and gets paid to do a job. He comes out of the breeding shed. A few hours later, he goes back to the breeding shed. He's a stallion. His job is to reproduce with a mare. That's what a stallion is. You know, in Maryland, at that high school, what's a weanling? What's a yearling? They don't know this. We know exactly what a stallion is here. Exactly what a stallion is. Just like we know what a broodmare is. We know what a gelding is. A bay colt. You know, we just know these things. Mm-hmm. Whereas elsewhere, I don't think it's a big deal. But because we know exactly what the stallion's job is and what a stallion represents, I think here it's a tad different. So I'm fine with the name Stallions. And you know what? If the kids at the school and the girls come in and they go, no, I'm fine with it, then there it is. I would definitely have no argument with it. I just think for girls who would have a problem with playing under the name Stallions, they just need to let them be the Phillies if they want to be.
And I don't have a problem with them changing it. No. I just wonder, like you said, I don't have a problem with it either way, if it's the Stallions or if it's changed. But, you know, I don't think it was something intentional.
Definitely. No, it wasn't intentional, no.
You know, say, well, girls' sports aren't going to matter here.
Because it was built on Hamburg Place. The historic horse farm that is now a shopping center.
And you're doing a football thing.
Yeah. And there's Stallion, six Derby winners bred there. I mean, so it's, I think if you look, and then, you know, Mark Story made this point. in his article about it, which he did a lighthearted article. Yeah. I thought it was great. I thought it was great the way he approached that.
Because it's not life or death. Like, we always want to just make everything so hurtful and offensive.
He makes the point that it's not politically correct, that that's not what it's about, which I agree with. It's not about political correctness. It's just about girls not, if they don't feel comfortable being referred to as stallions. Just like if you're a guy and you're playing on the football team that's called the Broodmares. Go Broodmares. I mean, come on. And here's another way to think about it. Way before political correctness was a thing, Ashland High School existed and had boys and girls teams. Their boys teams are called the Tomcats. Well, a Tomcat can be seen as similar to a stallion in its reputation and connotation for what a Tomcat is. So the girls aren't called the Lady Tomcats. They're called the Kittens. They didn't do that out of political correctness because they named those teams 40 years ago when girls' sports began at Ashland High School. So don't act like it's a new thing that girls might care whether they're a stallion or not, or a Tomcat. I mean, they did it out of fairness back then. It was something that they were thoughtful of and mindful of 30, 40 years ago. So it's not political correctness. It's simply about being a stallion or a mare or a Tomcat or a kitten. I mean, even Harrison County, which is the thoroughbreds, that's gender neutral. You know, fillies and colts are thoroughbreds. They're still called the fillies. And I guess that's because they wanted the girls to have their own identity. I don't know. But then I've heard somebody say the Phillies. Philadelphia Phillies. Well, that's a baseball team.
And it's
for stupid? Yeah. Are you that stupid?
It's in Philadelphia, and that's...
Philadelphia Phillies. It's after the Phillies. So if anybody says that, I mean, I just can't believe. Come on. Jersey Joe, what you got on the Stallions?
Well, first off, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
You actually used to be my boss when I had to go out to the cow pasture to run master patrol.
Me?
Long time ago.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
The transmitter site for Fox 56 is in Garrett County, and not Lancaster. Garrett County, out close to the river out there. And it's just a big cow pasture and a cinder block building, and that's where Master Control used to be, and it used to work out there. Yeah,
long time ago.
It is. But, been a while.
But now, I'm with you guys on this. It's like, I think we live in a very PC world now, but if the girls are upset with it, I'm fine with changing it.
Yeah.
If it's just some mom out there that, like you said, is saying you should be offended by this. If they're not offended, then fine. Like, if I got a daughter, if she said, I don't want to be a lady stallion, that's not what I want to be, then okay, I'll fight that fight for you.
Yeah.
But if it's just somebody that's saying we should be offended by this, don't tell me what the girl should be offended by. You know, I guess that's the, I don't know. It's like you said, the guys weren't thinking about it. They just said, that sounds like a cool name. Let's do it.
Yeah, I think that's it.
You don't...
Yeah. That was it. They just were like, yeah, it sounds like a cool name. We're all football coaches. We don't
think of those terms.
And I mean, I know that some of those guys have daughters too, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not like they were, and you know, I mean, they have daughters.
I don't blame anybody.
Yeah, I don't blame anybody either.
You know, it was maybe not a well thought out or well asked around something, but I don't think for a second it was to hurt anyone's feelings.
Yeah. I'm sure the next name will go through a 17 step, you know, process that has, you know, an equal amount of men and women on the committee, and we'll have 35 meetings about it. It'll definitely not be just a bunch of football coaches next time.
They'll be the Frederick Douglass androgyny.
There you go.
Oh, good to hear from you, Jersey Joe.
Yep. You guys have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
Hey, you too. Thanks for calling.
Go Cats.
All right, 381-1313. We got to take a break. On the other side of it, there are some things we could get to, including Bobby Bowden's comments this week.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to keep going down that road of political correctness, And then what Clemson's Christian Wilkins did in that game, that semifinal game against Ohio State, and what Ben Bolwer said about it. If you haven't heard that, that's some interesting fun stuff to talk about, too. We'll get into it next here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Can I tell you what I think makes the insurance industry happiest of all? When so many people refuse to make a claim because they're afraid their rates will increase. It's absolutely crazy. I can tell you this. When I had to file a claim, I did, and my rates didn't go up. And if you're in a one-car accident as a passenger and don't file a claim, no matter who the driver is, the insurance company wins and you lose. Don't fall for this age-old trick. If you really want to save money on your premiums, bid them out every year. I guarantee you then you will save money. The insurance companies don't want you to hear this either. Be smart. Protect your family and your future. Not your insurance company. Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
Ride rough, ride tough. MLS Power Sports got the ride you're looking for.
Would you rather be racing down a trail instead of racing to the next thing on your schedule? Then it's time to ride away from boredom at MLS Power Sports during the Arctic Cat Ride Away Day sales event. Get amazing deals with financing as low as 0% on new ATVs and side-by-sides and rebates up to $3,000. Visit MLS Power Sports 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown to ride away with a great deal. Arctic Cat. Share our passion. Offer subject to change. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Ride rough, ride tough, MLS Power Sports, got the ride you're looking for.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Thank you, Josh. I'll not be able to get this out of my head all day long.
Welcome.
I'm so fancy.
Yeah. Although I feel like it was one of your resolutions to play songs that you haven't played before?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I feel like you, I don't remember him playing Fancy.
No. Mm-mm. What's your name? Have to get him a little more expansive library this year. I think that is something.
I was really hoping, and I guess maybe I should have asked for it at the beginning of the show, since I think we only have like one more break. One of my absolute favorite artists of all time, George Michael.
Oh, yeah.
Died. And I was listening to, you know, as I listened to a lot of Prince when he died, have been listening to a ton of George Michael. And Sam was like, why is this station only play George Michael songs? I'm like, because it's a tribute channel and I'm listening to it all day, every day. But I did. I mean, I grew up loving George Michael.
I can't say I was a huge fan, but I mean, you know, I liked Faith and Freedom. And I mean, I like those songs just like another song on the radio, I guess. But I can remember here just within the last month, you know, because the Christmas music is on and the boys always want to listen to the Christmas music when we get in the car. And I said, after Thanksgiving, I'll grant your wishes. But until then, no. So it seemed like every time we got in the car, last Christmas, I gave you my heart. And so then one of my sons would sing it incessantly. And I told him, I said, if I hear you sing that again, I'm never turning the channel on Christmas music the rest of this season. Forget it. It's over.
You killed George Michael.
And then he just would try to get under my skin with it to the point that I'm like, I hate that Christmas song. It's the worst Christmas song ever. and then he died.
You
and
feel
it was
them.
Like, I feel bad now.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is not nice.
It is one of the top 10 Christmas songs out there. Wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah.
Even with the classics. I mean, you got to include the classics, but, you know, some of the more modern ones would be All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Oh, absolutely.
And then Last Christmas with George Michael are two of the more modern ones that have to be in the top 10 of Christmas songs.
And I will say, I do believe, now maybe I'm wrong on this, but I do believe that Last Christmas is actually Wham.
Oh, is it?
I do. I think so. Although,
yeah,
has there been a more insignificant, like, partner in a duet or whatever than Andrew Ridgely from Wham?
I didn't even know who he was.
People don't know the difference between Wham and George Michael because the other guy was just so insignificant.
Wake me up before you go-go. Yeah. Do not, Mary Jo, leave me hanging on like a yo-yo.
My password to all of my everything when I was in college, when you get your very first email address, or at least, well, most people have one before college now, but that's when I got one,
right.
Was Jitterbug, because that's how that song starts out. Jitterbug. Jitterbug. It's not my password at all anymore, so don't try to hack into my stuff. But yeah, but that's how much I loved them.
It's probably an answer to one of those secret questions for, you know, some financial thing or something where they say, okay, if you forget your password, answer this question, answer that question, answer this question. Which those things are so stupid because
they're all the same.
Yeah. Or they
ask street you grew up on.
Yeah. Or it's something ambiguous that, or sometimes I'll be like, I'm not telling you this stuff, so I'll just lie. And then it comes back, and you're like, what lie did I tell for this answer? I don't remember. All right, we'll get to the phones. Jim is on here. Packers play football this weekend, of course.
Probably the most anticipated game of the weekend, I would
absolutely,
say.
Absolutely, without a doubt. The game of the weekend. Jim, good morning, my man.
Guys, happy New Year to you. Haven't talked to you in a little bit. 2016 was certainly greedy.
Yes.
As far as the artists they took, and I recommend going to YouTube and looking at George Michael singing with Luciano Pavarotti.
Oh.
It's Elton John. I believe it's "Candle in the Wind."
Wow!
And if you just type in Luciano Pavarotti and George Michael, you'll love it.
There's also a lot of Queen songs that George Michael has recorded. Yes. "Somebody to Love" is one of my favorites, and the dude could sing.
Mm-hmm.
And how many people can even approach Freddie Mercury, and he's one of the few that can.
Yeah.
In rock and roll.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, I'm getting back. I just got a feeling my Packers are going to whip on the midgets pretty good. The thing is, New York just doesn't have any offense, and their defense is pretty good, but the other offense has been a train wreck all year, and that they kind of backed in. And,
And they're going to blame it all on the Miami trip the receivers took.
That's exactly what I was thinking. That's the first thing that's going to come out. Blame it on Bieber.
Shouldn't have been out at the bar until 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Six days ago.
Of course, I wouldn't know anything about anything like that in my life.
Well, hopefully none of them, you know, has a gun in his shorts and shoots himself in the foot, you know.
or blows his index finger off or something like that.
Right.
I didn't say it out loud. But anyway, I think it's just going to be a good game. We got a good game tonight. I want to see how Monk reacts playing in front of his against the team that really recruiting that he really knows the players.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I just think that you know that kid's special. And he gets up for the big games, and you know, with the exception of the Louisville game, which we've lost two games, UCLA and Louisville. Against UCLA, half the team was sick, and you know, against Louisville, we just couldn't make shots.
Yeah, and I give him a mulligan for Louisville. I mean, he's a human being. He's not, you know, supernatural.
Well,
stuff like that happens. You know,
he's not quite Michael Jordan yet.
No.
Um, I'll say this. At this point in his career, he's a much better shot than Michael Jordan was.
Yeah, yeah.
And he doesn't play defense like Michael did.
Well, but if he scores 54 points in the tournament with the flu in the Final Four, then we'll call him Michael Jordan.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
Yeah.
But, you know, so far, this has been one of the, I will say, the most enjoyable Wildcat teams to watch.
Oh, no doubt. They're fun to watch.
Yeah, the play when Monk was falling out of bounds, or it caught the ball with one hand going out of bounds, and threw the ball on a rope to Gabriel for the dunk.
Yeah,
I mean, just
I forgot that, about that play.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
That's how. How do you do that? I mean, if me, I'm breaking both ankles.
Yeah, this team is as fun to watch to me as the 2012 team. The most fun since that team, like the 2015 team. Yeah, I mean they won 38 in a row, but there were times you were like, I don't know, suffering through thinking they could possibly lose. Like they didn't put people away. They always kept it in doubt a little bit, and they didn't get up and down like this team, obviously. But the 2012 team, there was so much transition, buckets and lobs and threes that this reminds me of that as much fun as far as what you see on the court.
Well, I'll tell you what, this team gets up and down the floor like some of Adolph Rupp's old teams did. If you've ever seen some of those tapes,
uh-huh.
the ball never touched the floor for a layup. I mean, that's what it reminds me of. And it kind of, you know, I don't know who's come up with this offensive plan, but whoever that guy is, if I'm hiring a coach next year, I'm hiring him.
Yeah.
I'm hiring him.
Thank you, Jim. We got to get to one more call here before we take a break.
William, thanks, Jim. William, good morning.
Good morning. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
All right, thank you.
So we were just talking, William, that Clemson is probably going to just walk all over the Tide on Monday night. What do you think?
Mary Jo, do you really believe that?
I don't really believe that.
All right, let me ask you. What if
Christian
Wilkins gets up and Damian Harris's rear end with some fingers on Monday night?
I think Cam Robinson would sit on
it. Hey, about that, though, I mean, that stuff does go on a little bit. Maybe not to the extent that he did it, but that stuff goes on. To act like it was an assault or something like that, that's messing. That's boys being boys a little bit. Yes, it went too far. But a little bit of it's boys being boys. You don't think so? You don't think some of that is?
No.
No.
I can see you patting him on the butt. You know, maybe you flick him in the midsection a little bit. But
yeah.
The groping he did, like, that's a little bit too far.
Well, that's what I said. That part.
Buy me dinner first.
A little bit too far. Yeah. Yeah.
How about losing your offensive coordinator a week before the championship? Does that bother you, or are you glad he's gone?
Nah, I'm glad he's gone. He was great for us and the things he brought, but the Washington play calling was horrible.
Well,
Nick Saban even said it, like at halftime. His halftime interview was like, we should be doing this.
But we're not, yeah.
Yeah. And then this is Lane Kiffin, though, right here, man. How in the world do you come on the radio the same day Nick Saban's going to be talking? The very same day, and that morning you say, well, I mean, I could have coached it if I wanted to. If I wanted to coach
totally
the game.
Totally my decision.
Yeah, I could have coached the game. And actually, they're looking into how to put me in the press box because that's how big of a deal I am and how important I am to Alabama football. They're looking into it. Hey, Nick, did you hear about this? Are they looking? That's not something we're interested in.
No, I think Saban was already looking ahead when he brought Sarkisian on
to be
an analyst anyway. So I think he was already looking for Kiffin to be out the door.
Yeah.
I mean, Kiffin brought in a new wave of offense for us. We got away from just a straight handoff and run, and he brought a little excitement. But I think his time was – he wore out his time. It was time to move on.
Yeah, I think Saban used Kiffin. He used him to bring in, some offense, just some more innovative stuff offensively. You know, LSU – not being more innovative, got Les Miles fired.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the difference between LSU possibly you know, taking the championship away from Alabama the last few years here is not being able to move the football because they're so run-oriented. And Alabama, I mean, heck, that's what Nick Saban wants to do. There's a time and place for it, I think he looks at. But you got to add some more points to it, and he did. And here's the result.
Yeah.
But he's not. He's like, thanks for your contributions as far as the offensive thing goes, but look, buddy.
But I hate you as a person, yeah, and you're an awful human being.
We're done putting up with you. We just, yeah, you know, I knew I was going to have to put up with some of this stuff, and the time has come for you to go.
I think they used each other.
Yeah.
It helped revitalize Kiffin's career, and it also helped revitalize the Alabama's offense. So I think it was a great relationship for the time that it lasted, but he had wore out his welcome.
As he tends to do. Hey, thanks, William. We got to get to a break.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Back with more here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Hurt on the job? Morgan & Morgan at ForThePeople.com.
Leaves are falling and cooler weather's on the way. Don't get left out in the cold. Make sure you and your car are prepared. Catch Car Talk with Trevor from Jack Kane Ford's Quick Lane every Tuesday and Thursday for tips and facts on how to keep your ride running smooth. Car Talk with Trevor from Jack Kane Ford's Quick Lane every Tuesday and Thursday on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
When we ring in the new year, we also make resolutions for our personal fitness and health. This year, why not make some resolutions for your office? At Hearst Group, they're ready to help you keep your office resolutions for better productivity and service. From the boardroom to the bathroom, Hearst Group has been locally owned for over 90 years, so they can help you keep those office resolutions. Go to HearstGroup.net or 500 Buck Place in Lexington. Happy New Year from the Hearst Group.
Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Are you self-conscious around others because your dentures might slip or spaces left by missing teeth may show? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, and be proud to show off those pearly whites.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Into my brain, it goes a bang, bang, bang till my feet do the same. Yeah, I mean, this was that video where they were just like jumping up, yes, or clapping.
I know, I remember it. Yeah,
yeah, I mean, it's just like the worst dancing ever. Or they jump and then it freeze frame. Yeah, yeah,
the cheesiest of the cheesy.
Oh yeah.
Well, we mentioned briefly, you know, we were talking to William there. Clemson's Ben Boulware was defending what Christian Wilkins did in that Clemson-Ohio State game. But my favorite part of that was when Boulware is explaining that, look, you don't know what goes on in these locker rooms with the guys for so long. We see some weird stuff. Weird stuff happens. And there is a little bit of that. I mean, if I were to, there's stories that I can't tell that come from the locker room when I was in high school. Did it go a little too far? Yes.
Gosh, but, I'm just like wondering what a little too far is.
But Boulware said,
when you're comparing it to this.
Boulware said it's normal stuff, except Wilkins probably went a little too far. He went about four fingers deep.
That's a direct
quote. That's a little too far on the football field, I would say, on national television. In a semifinal game, no less. Yeah.
Gosh, I wonder, has anyone talked to Wilkins? Like, has there been... Has
I don't know. I haven't read anything yet, no.
He's got to be... I mean, everyone's available on Media Day, aren't they?
Yeah, they would... Today is it.
Yeah, so they... I wonder if someone's talked to him, and certainly they've asked him about it.
And how does he respond? Does he brush it off, deny it, you know, what...
You can't deny it.
No. Well, you can. I mean, my gosh, and Domicon Sue, whatever his name is. How do you say his name? And Ndamukong Suh? Yeah. I mean, God, he would deny stuff that was blatant. I didn't kick him. Yeah, you did. Here's video of you kicking him. That's not me. My foot slipped. I mean, we live in a day and age where you can be caught on video and go, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That game's going to be huge. Monday night. Can't wait. I think Alabama. Is that what you think?
I do think Alabama. Yeah. I just think until someone knocks them off. Mm-hmm. You know? Now, Clemson's semifinal performance was, I didn't see that coming. So maybe that, I do think it's going to be a good game, though.
Starting it right after us, the FCS championship game, James Madison, Youngstown State. Then at 4 o'clock, Raiders, Texans. 7:30, UK pregame show with Matthew Lawrence and Eric Daniels, followed at 8:30 by Lions Seahawks. And then we're back here tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Thanks for listening to the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The NFL on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Presented by Paul Miller Ford.